Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Strike three, you're up.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry's leading action sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football and your favorite sporting events. You can take a side, a total, or even player props. MyBookie lets you go online, and when the game is if already kicked off, you already missed it, well, don't sweat. Then you can bet live action on all major sporting events. Second half, third, fourth quarter, you can do all of that. There's no better way to join MyBookie than today at MyBookie. Go to open an account, start your account now. The promo code is radio at MyBookie. The promo code is radio. When you sign up, you'll be entered to win their $1 million pool prize. Get ready for the action. Visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387, 844-866-2387, or visit MyBookie to sign up. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited. Hour number two from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Mr. Orr 24.
Yes, sir.
I want to say happy birthday to Court Elrod. He is 8 years old today. We don't normally do these, but make very special birthday announcements for Court, especially on your eighth birthday. That's the one we announce now on the show.
Eight is a big one. So
eight's huge.
We have to throw that out there. So happy birthday to Court. His dad, Tim, got in this morning and announced us, and we couldn't maybe say a little happy birthday to him. And we appreciate him listening. He says he listens every day on his way to school.
Love it.
Between 7 and 7:40 here, so thank you both of you for listening, and have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Hopefully Dad takes you out for a nice, piece of pizza tonight, or whatever you want. Whatever you want, it's on Tim tonight.
Your first car at 8 years old. Be grateful.
There you go.
Yeah. As I told you before, Josh Williams, 7:25, talking Vegas. Scott Reimer, 7:45, talking Tiger pregame show. Jinx Patrick, 8:05, outdoor hunting and fishing report. Andy Demetra, play-by-play voice, Georgia Tech, 8:25. Zach, that means we don't have time for a whole lot of other things going on in the world. So what it means is we've got to do Biggie, and we got to do it now.
Ooh.
Are you ready for me a little bit here? You ready to do this? Yeah. All right. For folks that hadn't heard us before and want to know a little Biggie on this thing, when you can't wait, we'll tape the game, go back, watch it over and over and over. Big time, big games of the week. What's it going to sound like to our listeners? If you watch a game, but don't mind going up and getting a dip or something. Maybe going to the bathroom or something. Maybe turn around and check out the scores of games.
Yeah, throw your little dipski in. Enjoy the game. Yeah. Have yourself a nice little afternoon.
Yeah. What do you call dips again?
A little swamp donkey. Get you a little swamp donkey in there.
Yeah, you can still do that. If you will turn back and forth and check the score occasionally, what's it sound like?
It's a Twitter game, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. You watch on Twitter. If you get an alert that somebody's making a big comeback, you'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
How about if you have no interest in the game at all?
Pew.
That was a Kelly B. All right, it all starts tonight. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. 7 o'clock, ESPN. Lane Kiffin goes up to Central Florida. Central Florida's ranked. Hadn't lost a football game forever. Lane Kiffin didn't play very well against these Owls. Didn't play very well against Oklahoma. Got a little Florida Atlantic. Central Florida, 7 o'clock, ESPN.
Future Tar Heel head coach Lane Kiffin on national television tonight. Let's go.
Big one in the Ivy League tonight, 7 o'clock, ESPNU, Harvard at Brown.
No.
We have a Fox Sports 1 Big Ten game. McSorley and Penn State go to Illinois tonight, 9 o'clock, Fox Sports 1.
No.
And we do have a big one
big
in
one.
The Pac-12, 10:30 tonight. Now, I know you're up with some spirits at 10:30. Washington State, Mike Leach at JT Daniels in Southern Cal?
That is one of our You Pick 'em, Carolina Banks You Pick 'em contest.
Really? I don't remember that being.
Yes, it is.
I don't remember
that
being one
that
of them.
That is
okay.
One of them.
Okay. All right. So you're into that one slightly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Noon tomorrow. Got our Nooners. Full slate of Nooners. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fox Sports 1, Akron at Iowa State. Hey, I got to tell you, man. Terry Bowden's got a nice program up there at Akron. No. Boston College leading the ACC. Ranked Boston College going to Purdue. ESPN2.
Nope.
Buffalo at your sister's Rutgers band. Big halftime show playing tomorrow. Big Ten Network at noon.
Rutgers grabbing that W tomorrow. Birthplace college football.
Georgia goes out, plays an 11 a.m. game in the Central Time Zone. 12 noon, Georgia goes at Missouri. Big boy football.
Slightly interested. See what Missouri can do on offense.
SEC Network, Kent State comes down and plays Ole Miss and is going to try to score 62 on them. Fear the Turtle tomorrow on Big Ten Network at noon. Minnesota, Maryland.
Another one of our games on that pick'em contest.
What the heck is Minnesota doing playing a conference game at Maryland?
No idea.
That's like from Mars to here, as far as it takes to get there. You got to go to the moon to play a game.
We'll run over geography again after the show. I know you struggled the last time we did the old map test, but we'll run
Minnesota's
over it
again. Minnesota's so stinking far,
you
man. Did,
Minnesota's the one you struggled with, if I remember correctly.
No, it was Wisconsin the one you got, is on the, you on got the wrong. To the right of West Minnesota on, to the left. I got that.
Is it the right or the left?
Well, Minnesota's to the left of Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Navy, SMU, ESPN News tomorrow. If you know if you're on ESPN News, it's a big game tomorrow. All right. A couple more. Nevada, Toledo. All right. Noon ABC.
Ooh.
This is a big game, dude. I need to hear some biggie on this one. Notre Dame at Wake Forest.
It's a big
you
old
the
man.
Catholics jam. Versus the Baptist
the
tomorrow.
The Catholics and the Baptists get together.
Noon on ABC. 12:20 Pittsburgh at North Carolina. Pittsburgh can go to North Carolina, get a win, and start 2-0 in the ACC. 12:30 tomorrow, Louisville at Virginia, ACC Network.
Another one of our games on the Pick'em contest.
So that decides games for you now? Like you're excited if it's on our Pick'em contest?
I'm just trying to make people aware of our Carolina Alliance Banking Pick'em contest that we have every week.
All right. I got a funny story at the end of this to tell you about.
Fantastic.
All right. 3:30.
Give me something to get excited about.
I'm going
to
give you a hand right here. I'm about to lay. Baby.
Nailed it. Crushed it.
How was it?
It was good. It was good.
Okay. All right. 3:30 tomorrow. Culliver Stockton at Evangel on ESPN Extra. No. 3:30 tomorrow. Florida International at Miami, ESPN 2?
No.
Kansas, Baylor, Fox Sports 1?
No.
I know you like this on ESPN tomorrow. Kansas State, West Virginia, 3:30.
Go Nears.
All right, Northern Illinois, you don't care about. At Florida State, 3:30 tomorrow. Tell me Northern Illinois can't win this one.
What's the line on that game?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up lines in a minute. I don't know. Florida State, though, goodness gracious. What a dumpster fire. All right, you want a big one?
Yeah, I would like a big one. Let them play.
CBS, Texas A&M at Alabama.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Okay.
Tulane at Ohio State, Big Ten Network.
Man, we're out.
Herb's back.
Urban. I will not be excited
Herb.
About Urban Meyer coming back to the sidelines.
I hope they lose.
God.
Virginia Tech goes to Old Dominion tomorrow at 3:30 CBS.
I'm not hoping someone gets tackled out of bounds and rolls up on his ankle, but I'm not hoping that either.
Come on. How about Virginia Tech going to Old Dominion tomorrow? How many Tech fans are at that one?
All of them. They're all going to be there.
All right. I know you don't like 4 o'clock games normally, but you got to like this one. SEC Network. You're at it with the Gamecocks on our text line so far. South Carolina at Vanderbilt.
Oh, boy.
4 o'clock.
Anchors away.
Tell me about the text you got from a Gamecock fan this morning.
I don't want to get into it. I'm fired up with the Gamecocks right now, and I can't handle the fan base today. The fan base, the delusional fan base by most accounts. Listen, this guy turned out to be an okay guy. He's like, I was just trying to have a conversation. I'm not trying to get anybody going. He said, we'd love the show. Have a good week. Have a good week, whatever it is. That's fine.
Good.
Little cordial conversation. I'm all about it. But some of them out there, man. The Twitter sphere is full of these guys.
All right, ESPN News. You don't care about ESPN News. You don't care about 4 o'clock. But UConn at Syracuse. And Clemson plays Syracuse. You got to watch a little bit of Syracuse this weekend. You got to get ready for Dino Babers and that fast-paced offense, right?
Whose house?
Our house.
I've seen all I need to see about Dino Babers.
All right. TCU, Texas, Fox Sports, 4:30.
Texas.
It's a pretty big game. 7 o'clock. Normally, this is like the biggest game in the history of college football. 7 o'clock tomorrow, ESPN, Florida, Tennessee. When's the last time that was a big game?
2007.
Hey, how old were you in 2007?
How old was I in 2007? 14.
Yeah. Well, he's going to take LSU, ESPNU, 7 o'clock tomorrow night?
No.
Mississippi State, Kentucky. Hey, Gamecock fans, you got to watch this. ESPN2 tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, because you got to go to Kentucky next week.
Like, please let Kentucky win this. Be ranked playing South Carolina.
I'm interested in this one. I'm going to try to watch this one a little bit tomorrow night. 7 o'clock, CBS Sports Network, NC State at Marshall.
What's NC State doing going to Marshall?
I don't know.
Huntington, West Virginia. Let's go.
Who you be with? Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Fox Sports 1, 7 o'clock.
Nope.
No. This is normally a big game, but Arkansas sucks so bad. SEC Network, 7 o'clock tomorrow, Arkansas at Auburn. You can't suck more than Arkansas, man. North Texas beat you 44-17.
Oh, man. Chad. Chad, no.
If I'm... Ooh, pig, silly, fair catch.
Silly.
Fair catch. All right. In State tomorrow, Furman, ETSU, ESPN Extra, 7:30.
No.
Big Ten Network. No. Look, this is a huge game, buddy.
Yeah.
You're going to like this one.
Yep.
Michigan State at Indiana, Big Ten Network, 7:30. Yep. There you go.
Another one of our games there, Mickey Plowler. I know you remember him because you picked him on Tuesday.
That's right.
Did you pick Indiana in that?
No.
You didn't pick Indiana? You've been talking them up all year.
I don't know if I picked Indiana or not. I don't know who I picked in the contest.
Man.
All right. How about 8 o'clock, ABC, Stanford, Oregon, the Pac-12's last stand. Pac-12's last stand. Stanford at Oregon.
I'm excited. Do you know Stanford only has 2 rushing touchdowns this year?
No. Bryce Love's back this week, though.
He is back this week.
8:30, Fox, Wisconsin at Iowa. The good thing about Wisconsin losing last week, I don't have to care about Wisconsin ever again.
Never have to care about them again.
Until preseason.
Until next year.
Man, I'm probably going to be up 10:30 ESPN, Arizona State, the Fighting Herms at Washington. I'll be honest with you, I'm probably going to watch that one.
Are you really?
Yes, I'm probably going to watch that one.
There you go. Enjoy
some interesting uniform.
Enjoy your bigot.
And that's it.
That's
just
all?
Kidding. No, just kidding. 3:30 ABC, Clemson at Paul Johnson's Wackadoo offense.
The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, passing, right. Music blasting.
I got one for you before we take a break, all right? You're going to love this. I think I can tell this story. Yeah, I can. All right. So, one of Meredith's very best friends lives in Buckhead. That's where we're going tonight. Great. Great friend. Love her to death. Her and her boyfriend, you know, kind of serious, you know, thinking about getting married and stuff. And so they hang out with us now, and we do married couple stuff now, you know.
Oh, boy. What does that entail?
Well, you know, like we're boring now. You know, 5 years ago, they might be going down to Tiger Town or heading out to, you know, downtown somewhere in Clemson, have a couple shots or something.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting in this right now. This is what you're going to be into with us next year when you're married, right?
Oh, God.
So you just settle down a little bit, you know? So ladies do this thing called paint and pour. Have I ever told you this?
Yeah, the old paint and sip.
Yeah. You go and you...
You go, you paint flowers or whatever they're painting in front of you, and you drink a bottle of wine, and you go home. It's a
right.
Great concept.
Right. But it's old married couple stuff, right? I've never done it yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Tonight, we're going to Buckhead. Tonight, we're participating in even taking it one step farther as far as the old married couple stuff go. Taking a class tonight, making... I'll give you a million guesses.
You're making pottery tonight.
Close.
So, it's not pottery. You're making something... What would you be making that would be weird? Are you taking a cooking class?
No.
What are you doing?
Worse?
What could be worse? What are you doing?
Terrilliums. Terraniums.
Are you kidding me?
No, terraniums. No. So,
you're making,
the best part of the story.
You're making fish bowls that don't have fish in them.
Right, with rocks and plants.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's married right there.
You're paying
that's
someone love. To help you do this.
Yes.
There it is.
A lot of money. Hey, so the reason I tell you that is this. You know, in Wild Buckhead tonight, that's what we're doing. But I'll tell you this. As I was going to Friday night's games, and I'll tell you about Penn State and Illinois, about Florida Atlantic and Central Florida.
Yeah.
My wife sends me a text. Don't worry about tonight's games. You're making terraniums tonight, buddy.
Hey, here's the terraniums.
Yeah. Who you with, big dog? Who you with? Yeah, man. That's it. Terrariums. And I say terrariums. Yeah, terrariums. I say it wrong every time. So anyway, I'll bring you one back. How about that? You can have mine.
Yeah, I don't. I'm good. I'm good.
No, it's probably your wedding gift.
I don't need more useless crap around my house.
Oh, no. You're getting one, buddy. You're getting one. Right. Anyway, looking forward to it tonight. I really am looking forward to it. We'll see. Before we take a break, I'll tell you about our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Our garage flooring specialists can help you out. Hey, let these people do this for you. This is a easy concept. I love this idea. I love how it worked out of my house. I didn't move a finger. I don't know how to do this stuff. We've got one of our employees at the station's done it 8 times at his house and just can't figure it out because you got epoxy and you mix it up and it's not working out great. Get in touch with them. Carolina Flooring Specialist is going to move everything out of your garage, move everything back into your garage, take care of it. It's your value of your home is going to go up, stain resistant, slip resistant. It's going to look great. You're going to love it. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Call Tim Worley today, 404-8158, 404-8158. When we come back, Josh Williams has 6 games and what Vegas is saying about those 6 games and the trends, including Clemson and South Carolina right after this.
Do you love pets? How about helping Clemson Paw Partners? We're a nonprofit organization that cares about animal welfare, and we are in need of help. If you would like to help, go to ClemsonPawPartners.org, and please be responsible. Spay and neuter your pets. Lack of doing so causes many pets to go unwanted and are in need of homes. Our mission is to improve animal welfare and decrease pet overpopulation in our community. Donations help low-income families with the cost of spay and neuter and other necessary medical treatments. Please follow us on Facebook at Clemson Paw Partners.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Hey guys, Austin here with Tiger Properties. Are you still looking for housing this fall? No worries. Check out the University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing. These exceptional 2-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom cottages feature private baths, ample parking for you and your friends, free high-speed internet, a coffee bar for those all-nighters, and the University Cottages is conveniently located just 5 minutes from Clemson University. For more information, visit our website at universitycottages.com or give us a call at 864-654-RENT.
Writing is a passion, passed down through generations. Tim's Harley Davidson knows about generations of passion, and they'll show you open road freedom. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, and hear that iconic rumble. It's 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's has a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion. Ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley Davidson, in Anderson.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap, served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott. Made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
Have you noticed the construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like-new clean. This month, get three rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special. There's only one place just as excited as you are for football this year, and it's your favorite Clemson sports store, the Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see us before the tailgate and make sure you're game day ready. The Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming in early.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I know you moved on to someone new. Hope life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just want to say thank you. Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Call Harbin Lumber. Every single delivery, in full, on time, every single time. It is my great friends at Harbin Lumber. I did it. When we remodeled our house, we went with the best. We went with Harbin Lumber. And I got to tell you, we didn't wait on anything. There were no delays from Harbin Lumber standpoint. All the materials were there. And I know this from talking to our builders here and teaming with you, they make it so much easier on you. They make it so much easier on getting you everything you need. Check them out, harbinlumber.com. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, you want to be everything right on your side, it's Harbin Lumber. They're going to make it so much better for you, harbinlumber.com. To our guest lines, Josh Williams joins us talking a little Vegas trends and sharp money and percentage of money and percentage of bets. Let's get with him now. Good morning, Josh Williams. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Let's go ahead and start it out. We hadn't talked a lot about Clemson because of their first two games, but they go to Georgia Tech this weekend. Opened at 15.5. I've seen up to 16.5. I've seen down to 15 right now. This seems to be not a lot of movement, but a pretty active line so far this week. Not a lot of, as far as a huge spread in there, but a point or point and a half moving up and down a little bit this week.
Yeah, this, you know, like you said, opened basically 15.5, and in the early part of the week jumped up pretty quick up to 16.5, and then some kind of respected money hit yesterday and drove that back down to 15. So we'll be interested to see where it goes with there, but the bets what says the show the basically 4-1 in the amount of ticket count on Clemson, but there's actually more money wagered, about 60% of the money on Georgia Tech. So yeah, I'm interested to see the way it goes. I think a lot of those sharps kind of are stats oriented, basically. So they look and see that you got a home conference dog that's getting over two touchdowns, and they're statistically a good running team, and Clemson hadn't covered a spread yet, so they're 0-3 in that regard. So I think that's why a lot of those have kind of jumped on in the last 12 to 18 hours, has kind of driven that back down. But to me, just looking at it, them looking at it that way doesn't really look at the personnel and the matchups, and that it's big time in Clemson's favor there. Just those last few meetings, Clemson's won by basically a little over 17 points per game, and they've held Georgia Tech to, you know, under 3 yards per rush. So the situation and the personnel and the matchups favor Clemson, and, you know, don't really support that line move, to be honest.
We have South Carolina at Vanderbilt, the exact opposite here. This has started at 2.5 and pretty much has stayed very, very consistent. I saw one up to 3 this morning, but been very consistent at 2.5 all week.
Yeah, the original very first opener was South Carolina -1, but that didn't stay there long with those low limits at the beginning. So, you know, South Carolina has basically gotten 2-1 in the amount of action and ticket count, but 3-1 in money. So, yeah, it's at 2.5 right now with a little bit of extra juice. So it's trending toward moving to 3 pretty quick with South Carolina drawing majority of the action. So they're going to push that key number 3 by kickoff, I would expect. So, I mean, South Carolina's got a pretty good winning streak in this matchup. I think it's 9 in a row. I'm actually kind of seeing, you know, not only with South Carolina, but some of the others were kind of how they come out, you know, after having that game canceled last week. And, you know, a lot of times you think of it as, you know, it's just another bye week. But, if there's a lot of and Columbia didn't get it as bad as they thought. But, you know, the schedule is just kind of interrupted a lot. And you kind of see how it got interrupted with the storm. And, you know, even North Carolina obviously got canceled. And now the suspensions they had get pushed back another game. So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, they're probably chomping at the bit wanting to get back out and get that last result against Georgia, off their minds there. So, you know, Muschamp 7-2 against the spread on the road in the SEC while he's been at South Carolina. But this is actually the first time that he has been a favorite in that role in an SEC road game as a coach of South Carolina. So, Vandy's coming off kind of a interesting to see how they come out, you know, compared to last week. They, you know, didn't have a good start, but played a really good game after the first quarter or so, and basically almost had a chance to win there at the end. So, interesting to see if that just kind of builds confidence, or maybe they even have a little bit of a letdown coming off that big game last week against Notre Dame.
Didn't realize that. First time Will Muschamp has been a road favorite in the SEC at South Carolina. Didn't realize that was the case. That's why we're listening to Josh Williams. You have Georgia and Missouri. Two lines interesting to me here. It's pretty steady at 14.5, but that over and under, man, is up to 65, maybe 65.5 in some places. Two pretty interesting numbers there.
Yeah, Georgia's gotten pretty much all the action all week. And I mean, they've gotten about 90% of the ticket count and virtually all the money, I think 95% of the money. So, you know, Missouri's one that, last year they were 0-4 against ranked teams. They lost by, 20 points per game or more. You know, they didn't defeat a team with a winning record. You know, they're known for their high-powered offense. And you look at Drew Locke, and, you know, in his career there, his TD to INT ratio is virtually 1-1 in games where they're playing bowl teams, but then, you know, when they're playing teams that aren't any good, his TD-INT ratio is 60-9. So, you know, they kind of make a habit of beating up on teams. Just kind of the one thing that I'm kind of interested to look at is, can Georgia get pressure on them? That was the one thing that kind of struck me with the game against South Carolina before they kind of got behind the eight ball, is they came out and spread out and five wide, and Georgia didn't get a lot of pressure on Bentley for the most part. So, you know, Georgia's not one that that is near the top of the country in sacks and pressuring the quarterback. So, you know, if they're on paper, they're might, you know, Locke may be able to put up some yards, especially being at home, but we'll see. You know, undefeated teams that are getting the double digits as a home dog in the Power Five since 2005, 2-28 straight up, 13-17 against the number. So, I mean, to me, it just looks like Georgia's so much better than Missouri. But being an early game, you know, those things are kind of weird sometimes. And if they don't get behind the eight ball right away, where they're forced to just throw continuously, you know, I think they can put up some points on Georgia. But, you know, whether they can sustain it throughout the whole game is another thing.
I found a very interesting line with Notre Dame and Wake Forest. Wake Forest loses at home to Boston College, gives up a ton of points, ton of yards. But Notre Dame didn't look great against Vanderbilt last weekend. The first road test for Notre Dame this week, one of the rare road tests that Notre Dame actually plays a true road game. And the Irish come down as a 7 and a 7.5 point favorite.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty underrated game. Notre Dame's gotten basically 60% of the tickets and, you know, 2/3 of the money count, which is not surprising. But, you know, first road game, they've had 3 games in a row at home, all close. I think they've won by maybe like something like a total of 20 points for their 3 games. So, I'm interested to see. I mean, last year Wimbush was not very good. When they went away from home, you know, he hasn't been that good at home to start this year. He's only got 1 TD and 4 interceptions. So, you know, the offense for Notre Dame itself is, you know, they've averaged, you know, 5.1 yards per play. That's outside the top 100. You know, in their last 18 true road games, they're just 6-12 straight up. So, I mean, this is a good spot for Wake Forest. They get a little bit of extra rest off that Thursday game. So, I think this is kind of an underrated game that might be on some of the game day boys' upset alert list tomorrow, maybe. But, you know, Wake Forest's quarterback is off suspension here, so it's going to be interesting to see how they kind of work that rotation a little bit going forward.
All right, you got some water cooler numbers there for you. Notre Dame, 6-12 straight up in their last 18 true road games. Didn't realize that was the case either. The number, you can't get too big of a number for Alabama, seemingly 26 to 26.5 point favorites against a ranked Texas A&M team.
Yeah, this is actually one that split. Alabama has the majority of the tickets, about 55%, but actually 73% of the money is on A&M. So there was that initial surge in the beginning from Alabama that drove that up from 23.5 up to basically 27. And once it hit that number, 27, it's the A&M buyback really hit and has driven that down to 26. So, you know, both teams are 3-0 against the number so far. You know, Bama's covered basically by an average of 20 points a game. So it'd be hard to do that here. You know, we've all heard the narrative of, you know, Saban against his former assistants. They've never beaten him. I think he's 12-0 straight up now and covered the number, I think, in 10 of 12 of those. The average score in those matchups is something like 38-11, which is, you know, coincidentally about right where that number is now. The most random stat I've seen of the week is that last week Texas A&M, they won and covered as a favorite of 27-plus. And this week they're a dog of 27, basically. So since... in times where that scenario has hit, it's 6-1 in the last 7 and 15-5-1 overall. So if you believe those trends there, A&M's to play, and they should cover. So eventually see the way it kind of plays out. I think, you know, if Mon doesn't get too riled, I think they can attack the middle of the field a little bit against Alabama. But, you know, whether or not they can continuously score to keep up, you know, that's another thing.
Final one for you, 8 o'clock ABC game. Oregon has played nobody, but it's still a home game. Stanford has played Southern Cal, but that was up in Stanford. It's their first road game of the year as well. Boy, two totally different styles in what was a pretty good rivalry game for a while. Just totally different programs and different styles right now. And Stanford, a 1.5 to 2.5 point favorite.
Yeah, this has gotten basically 3-1 in terms of ticket count and money on Stanford that flipped the line, you know, basically from it opened at Oregon -2, and now it's flipped to Stanford -2 and may even still keep going up. You know, the last 2 years, you know, Stanford's averaged well over 50 against, you know, they've beaten them bad the last 2 years. You know, like you said, Oregon, it's hard to know what to expect. I mean, they failed to cover the 3 games, but they're undefeated, you know, against, you know, they play basically the short bus kids and the sisters of the poor the past 3 weeks. I mean, I kind of like Stanford in this one. You know, the last time we've seen Oregon play a team with the Pulse was in the bowl game, and that didn't work out very well at all. So, you know, Bryce Love rested last week, and now, you know, Stanford's quarterback Costello has pretty good deep connection with the boy, local kid, Jaws with two J's, maybe, old Arseca Whiteside. You know, it's hard for me not to like Stanford in this one. I know it's a big revenge factor for Oregon off these last couple of years, but it's hard. It would be hard for me to back Oregon, seeing you know what they've done these first 3 weeks, basically playing nobody.
Can't wait to hear your thoughts next week, South Carolina and Kentucky. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on Clemson and Syracuse. As usual, Josh, great numbers, man. Appreciate the information this morning, and let's visit next Friday.
Sounds good, man. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, J-Dub, Notre Dame, 6-12 on the road, straight up on the road in their last 18. Didn't know that was the case. Will Muschamp, first time a home, a road SEC favorite at South Carolina. Didn't know those things. Great stuff from Josh Williams. Hey, Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Let them take care of your mattress. They're going to build you a brand new mattress. They're going to build you one that is straight from scratch. They're going to make it a custom design. You know what? If you get home and you don't like it, they're going to come and fix it and make it softer or firmer or whatever you might need. Any size, any shape. It's our friends, our great friends at Engineered Sleep. I have an Engineer Sleep. We got the big daddy dog, the big master, the big king size adjustable one, and we love it. You'll love yours as well. Nothing's better than Engineered Sleep. A custom design. Now, 10% off. You tell them you heard about it here already off of a great deal because there's no middleman. EngineeredSleep.com. We'll take a break, come back. Scott Reimer, the 203rd edition of the Tiger Pregame Show, joins us right after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list, high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today, Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit GetNorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See GetNorthland.com/offers for full details.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's right, sports fans.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Men, as you age, things happen to you. Things are... your body's changing, your hair's falling out, your skin's drying up, maybe you got some wellness issues going on for you. I'm going to tell you right now, 4Hems is there for you. They would love to help you out. They can connect you with real doctors and give you medical-grade solutions to treat any performance issues or any kind of hair issues, any kind of skin issues you have. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines, and you can save hours by going to 4Hems.com. This is easy. You don't have any of those awkward visits to the doctor or anything like this. Let them take care of you and have you performing at your best. Here's the deal. Go to 4Hems.com and get a month right now for just $5. The first month at $5 while supplies last. You can see the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy for the first time. So go to 4Hems.com/Mickey5. That's 4Hems.com/Mickey5. 4Hems.com/MICKEY. Then the number 5. We go now to our esteemed host of the Tiger Pregame Show, who will be doing this for the 203rd consecutive time, this time from Atlanta, Georgia. Scott Reimer joins us. Good morning, Scott Reimer. How you doing?
Mickey Plyler, happy Solid Orange Friday to you, my man. And I know you're over your grieving process about Clemson basketball, but I wanted to tell you I feel for you, man. You had me fired up, but then, you know, it is what it is, isn't it?
It just hurts so bad. But, hey, that was yesterday, and I got Clemson
That's
football.
Right.
Someone asked me this, Scott. They said, okay, this is what they felt like, Tennessee fans felt like with T. Higgins and Amari Rodgers. Would you trade either of those for Josiah James? And oh, no. No, let's be clear about that. We're not trading any football players or any basketball players around here. We can tell you that much now. I love the road to Santa Clara begins with the Tiger pregame show. I love this idea, and I love taking it on the road and heading down to Atlanta. Give me some details, Scott. What time, where, what's on the show for tomorrow?
Look, looking forward to it. You know, it's Bobby Dodd Stadium in historic Grant Field is what they call it. I'll be inside the stadium. You know, Kelly Gramlich and I will have show number 203. You mentioned that. Also, remind folks that tomorrow's broadcast time, unless another hurricane comes through, is a 3:30 kickoff. So we'll be 9:30 to 12:30. And of course, you can follow us on at Tiger Pregame at 105.5 The Roar on Twitter. And if you're going to Atlanta, which it appears to be, a couple of truckloads of Clemson fans headed down to Atlanta, don't forget, once you lose the signal on your radio, which is probably around Commerce, you just download the WCCP app and you can continue streaming the show and the station, all three pregame, including the Tiger Tailgate show after us, and also the fifth quarter show and all the postgame stuff. So now all of that, in the past, you haven't been able to listen to the network stuff on the WCCP app, but you can do that now. So all day broadcast, including the pregame show and all the way through the fifth quarter show, you can stream on the app. So make sure as you come and go from Atlanta that you're listening to all the WCCP broadcasts.
We will do that tomorrow. I'm going to be in Atlanta all day, so I'll do that for you tomorrow. Scott, let's review. What did you take? Kelly Bryant goes down in, unexpectedly in the Georgia Southern game, and boy, thank goodness you're playing two quarterbacks now. What did you make of the Clemson's victory over Georgia Southern?
I thought it was about what you wanted. You know, you wondered whether or not, you know, first of all, I don't know. I didn't hear you Monday. You may have mentioned this, but I think a major tip of the cap to Clemson fans. I thought it was a great crowd. I was really curious as to how many people would come, but it ended up being a great crowd. A little bit of a slow start on the scoreboard, but Clemson was doing what they wanted to do. Of course, Georgia Southern overmatched and played a lot of players. It sure was nice to see the young pups continuing to just show out. I mean, Justin Ross. I mean, the takeaway was Justin Ross, probably. I would say probably the number one takeaway. And then I just continue to be impressed with Trevor. Trevor Lawrence, I just think he every week it just seems to be more and more comfortable. The middle of the field is being utilized more with him. And I think that has a lot to do with his size and his ability to see things sometimes that Kelly can't see. But boy, the middle of the field is become a weapon for Clemson again for the first time since Deshaun was here. And man, that just is scary when you think about what could be with this offense. And it's already humming, Mick, and I don't know when it's going to hit its apex, but when it does, it is going to be dynamic.
A lot of fun, no doubt about that. Let's move our attention now to Georgia Tech, because, Scott, we're 7 or 8 minutes in this interview, and I hadn't heard wackadoo offense yet. Give me your thoughts on tomorrow's game, and let's begin with Clemson defensively going up against a very, at least, interesting offensive game plan from Paul Johnson.
Yep, it's the wackadoo offense, and I always enjoy doing that. I run into people all the time, and they always enjoy that little moniker. It is. I mean, it's whatever you call it, the line option, whatever it is. It's just wackadoo. The whole thing's just crazy, and it's hard to follow the ball. And you know, if there's not a fourth down, they won't go for pretty much. So it's just bizarre, and it's just such old school football. And you and I have talked about this before. You know, Georgia Tech, when they were playing, when Paul Johnson was playing with Chan Gailey's players, you know, when they had recruited for a regular offense, and then the changeover, you know, Paul Johnson had some really, really good teams because he had those elite athletes offensively that really weren't recruited for that style of play, but it worked well. But over time, those elite athletes, wide receivers, and even quarterbacks, just don't go there. And why would you? If you're T. Higgins, why would you even consider going to Georgia Tech to run block all day? So it's just difficult to get elite athletes to go there. And what you see now is a watered down version of the wackadoo offense without the great athletes. And now it still can be effective against talent that isn't what Clemson's is, but it's going to just be very difficult for Georgia Tech, I think, consistently to move the football. Clemson's just too good defensively. It's no big secret as to Clemson got better defending this. Two things happened. Clemson got better athletes on the defensive line over time, and Georgia Tech got worse athletes offensively, and that's why this thing doesn't cause the heartache. This offense has not caused the heartache that it used to under Tommy Bowden, and even in the first few years of Dabo Swinney.
On the offensive side of things, I think every Clemson football game is going to be interesting this year because of the quarterbacks, because of these young guys coming along. But, you know, Scott, one of the most impressive things I saw last week, you mentioned Ross as a storyline. I agree with that. But Travis Etienne carried it 16 times, and he had 160 yards. And to me, this offense is totally different. The balance is different. It feels different. He looks better. He looks stronger. His balance looks amazing. And I got to think ETN might be a huge part of the game plan tomorrow.
Yeah, it was, you know, free ETN. The hashtag was trending, I think, last Saturday. And you're right. I'm glad you brought me back to that, because that was probably the most pleasant thing I saw out of the game plan, was to allow him to get lubed up and go. And boy, and again, he does what he does if you give him the ball. I mean, that's just, the guy just doesn't have, I don't know that he's been shut down in a game, really. I mean, I guess you maybe could look at the Alabama game. I can't really remember much about that last year as far as ETN is concerned. But if he gets the ball, he's dynamic. And the one thing, you know, last year he seemed very slippery, and certainly had that speed. But I saw, and again, at Georgia Southern, I don't know if that's a great barometer, although they played, I thought, played pretty well defensively with what they had. He looked to be very difficult to bring down to the ground as well on a couple of occasions. So I agree with you. Continue to feed that man the ball. I would like to see someone else kind of stand out in the backfield. You know, the others really have just been kind of hit or miss at the running back position. The consistent's been ETN, but so I'd like to see somebody else kind of step up in that role, but give the man the ball, and let's just see what he does until you can stop him. One thing I should say offensively that Clemson did a little bit better of last week as well, when they ran the ball on first down for, let's say, 5 yards, they ran it again on second down a time or two. You know, that was a criticism I had last week, you know, talking about how it seems like we'll get 5 yards and then we'll throw the ball on second down instead of just continuing to run the ball until the other team stops it. So I like seeing that, and I think we'll get a pretty good dose of the run game tomorrow in Atlanta.
Yeah, I've said it before now. You get to prove you can stop ETN to me. I'm not going to stop him by not giving it to him. you're the one who's got to stop him, not me. Scott, this feels like, I said this many times now, I don't know if Georgia Tech has the athletes to do it. I don't know if Clemson's going to help them out at all, but this feels like the Alamo for Georgia Tech, that they're going to put everything they can into it, make this heroic stand, or at least try to make this heroic stand to try to save their season. I'm not sure they can afford a three-game losing streak, 0-2 in the conference, losing a home game after all this, and looking bad in the process of two not great losses with South Florida and Pittsburgh. Do you feel like that they're going to throw everything they can, that this is their last chance to save the season?
When you listen to them this week or read their clippings, and I've listened to some audio of some of the interviews, that's exactly, without using the word Alamo, this seems to be their mentality this week. And I think there's two things that would bring you concern if you're Clemson, and that is the secondary, which I think still has to prove itself. And I know Georgia Tech doesn't throw the ball a lot, but if you go under the premise that they're going to throw everything at Clemson in this wackadoo offense, you may see some trickery and shenanigans and, you know, halfback passes and all these kinds of things. And I think the discipline back in the secondary needs to be on alert. You know, when Clemson's lost to Georgia Tech, it's been because of big plays in the passing game, that have really hurt Clemson, even especially down in Atlanta. The other thing is, and I know Coach Sweeney kind of downplayed this a little bit in the press conference, and I understand why he said it, which was time of possession, but that can be a killer. You know, if Clemson's offense can't get on the field, then you're not going to score a lot of points. And so you can't turn the ball over, and you can't just give up 8-minute drives. And, you know, and to me, that's how this game stays close. If you turn it over and you give up 8-minute drives, and if it stays close, that becomes problematic for a lot of reasons. So if you're asking me, can Georgia Tech win? Absolutely. I don't know that you can say they can't. It's not like Georgia Southern or Furman or anything like that. But it's going to take Clemson doing some things wrong in a big way for this game, I think, to be a fourth quarter, you know, tight game.
I have about 30 seconds. Tiger pregame show number 203rd consecutive edition. Tell us where, how, why, what do we need to know?
9:30 to 12:30. Tune in as you make your way down to Hotlanta. We'll be inside of Bobby Dodd Stadium overlooking historic Grant Field. It's going to be a bunch of orange in Atlanta tomorrow, Mick. Get your varsity burgers, whatever you got to do, and get in the stadium, and let's turn Bobby Dodd into Clemson Jr. tomorrow.
All right, give me. You're good at this, by the way, Scott. I say 20,000 Clemson fans tomorrow.
I think the over-under is 20, I would probably venture to say, cause it's going to be a beautiful day. I'm going to go over. I'm with you, but it's going to be close to 20 one way or the other.
I love it, buddy. Hey, have a safe trip down. Look forward to hearing you. We'll talk to you next week. Previewing Syracuse and a nooner here in town.
Dino Babers. We'll see you next Friday, man.
All right, buddy. As Dino Babers comes to our house. Whose house? Our house. All right, we'll come back. Hour number three. Got a lot more to do. When you